Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Booker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. Northrup moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Cash reaches second base with a double. Northrup scores. Horton moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Salmon fields the ball and throws to second. Brown drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Brown. Horton scores. Cash scores. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Wirt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. O'Donohue moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Donohue scores. Brown moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker is 0 for 1 in the game. Booker hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Buddy Booker. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Luis Tiant now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sammon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Sammon reaches second base with a double. Fred Gladding now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive towards second. Wood catches it and steps on second to double up Sammon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sammon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sammon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.